And it's now time for a Wretched News Break here on Wretched Radio. I'm Jimmy Hicks. Recently, a powerful and pretty emotional video was released of a father in California who expressed frustration and anger over biological males being allowed to compete against girls in school sports. His daughter, who's a talented athlete, was forced to pull out of her favorite race because of a boy who identifies as a girl had been dominating the competition. Of course he has. He's a boy competing against girls. I wonder how he stacks up against other boys. The father pointed out the reality of the vast biological differences between males and females. He called for an end to policies that discourage girls and take away their opportunities, which is exactly what this is. And as we turn to education news, the Biden administration has set its sights on shutting down one of America's largest Christian universities because, well, that's just what communists do. You can call them whatever you want to. That's pretty much what they're trying to be. Grand Canyon University is the college they're trying to shut down. In a House Appropriations Committee meeting, Educational Secretary Miguel Cardona vowed to crack down on what he called predatory schools, despite the fact that GCU is a nonprofit institution recognized as such by the IRS and the state of Arizona. The Department of Education has refused to acknowledge GCU's nonprofit status, fining them over $30 million for allegedly being unclear about grants school costs. Given that the administration also just fined Liberty University $14 million, the targeting of large and growing Christian schools, raising some eyebrows, yeah? It should, and it should cause us to wonder if the real reason is because these schools are conservative and Christian. A fair question to ask. And disturbingly, it appears like the Biden administration, pretty much everything I say about the Biden administration is going to be disturbing. It appears that this administration is gearing up to declare an official climate emergency. Pretty much what they've been parroting for years, but an official climate emergency could lead to a vast government overreach and further erosion of our freedoms. As I said, for years, Democrats have been pushing for a declaration such as this, which would give the executive branch a sweeping power to cripple the fossil fuel industry, banning exports, killing drilling leases, and more. The lockdowns of COVID showed just how much liberty can be stripped away from us under the guise of a quote-unquote emergency. And if you think it can't get worse, just look up north to Canada. They introduced a bill that would criminalize citizens for promoting fossil fuels or suggesting that they have any benefits. Criminalize citizens for saying something that the government doesn't want to get out. That's communist propaganda, folks, and that's exactly why I call the administration in the beginning of this newscast communist, because that's what they're trying to be. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.